Wrestler, welcome to Big Sand Arena. These are our holding facilities for contestants. We call this our squalid look. It's wet and covered with dirt. Comes with a fabulous sink and chamber pot combo and a straw-covered stone bench for that down-home hellhole look. Optional rodents and bedding parasites are included in this package. Have a nice stay, kids.
You!
What?
This is your fault.
Oh, come on, Abdul. I didn't want things to turn out this way.
I wish I'd never met you.
Well, that goes double for me.
Well, it goes triple for me.
What are we going to do?
Do battle in the arena. I assume that you won't put up a fight.
Put up a fight? You mean you just murder me?
Well, it's legal and everything. I'll kill you and go home. That's the way I figured it.
Did it ever occur to you that we might be able to find a more amicable solution?
Amicable?
Friendly.
I know what it means. There isn't one. We can't escape from the arena, and they won't let us leave until one of us is gone.
What if we just refuse to fight?
Ha! That's a good one. If the crowd gets bored, they open the gates and release devils or gladiators or CPAs to butcher the contestants. It's actually very interesting.
Sure.
Look, Barney, the bottom line is that I'm going to have to run you through. Just come to terms with that, okay?
You've gone mad.
I have not. It's just that, well, this is your fault. I'm counting on you to do the honorable thing. You weren't planning on killing me, were you?
Of course not.
Well, there you go.
Abdul, well, the thing is...
Spit it out. We don't have much time.
Right. Look, Abdul, we've been through some pretty amazing things together these last few days.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to know you pretty well.
What's your point?
Point?
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that I like you.
Well, I like you, too. What's the big deal? You're red as a soup dish.
Well, I mean, I really like you, Abdul. I mean... I wasn't married.
Oh, you like me, do you?
I think so.
That's terrific, Barney.
Terrific?
You're absolutely transparent. You thought you had me, didn't you?
What?
You thought you could pull on the old heartstrings and get me feeling all mooky and sentimental, didn't you? Maybe make me think you felt something for me so I couldn't bear to chop your greasy little head off out there. Well, you made a big mistake, Buster. Abdul Robinson is not the kind of cheap malt shop bimbo who gets hoodwinked by hoods like you.
You misinterpreted me.
My Aunt Claire.
Abdul, I think I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I'll make sure they carve it on your headstone. What do you want?
Abdul Robinson?
Jeez, Abdul. I'm Barney Schickelgruber.
I know who's who. You two are looking a little worse for the wear, I might say.
You haven't answered my question.
I'm Officer Slim, for your information. It's time for your match.
You mean I have to butcher Barney now?
My, but aren't you the self-assured one?
Uh-huh.
He's not so scrawny, you know. He might put up quite a scrappy little fight in the end.
I doubt it. You got lousy accommodations here. I'll be glad to get out of this raffle.
Well, Big Sand Arena has a pretty high turnover rate. You should feel lucky. Had we captured you yesterday, you would have had to share this room with 100 midgets.
Good Lord!
Pretty cramped, wouldn't you say?
Wall-to-wall midget flesh.
Exactly.
What do you want?
Time to go. On your feet. The crowd wants blood.
Great. Listen, Abdul.
Let's make this quick and painless, Schickelgruber.
I have a plan. Just follow my lead.
Right this way.
Watch where you point that thing.
Just keep moving, you two.
Do you play Uno?
No.
Oh, too bad.
Get a move on before I poke you with this thing.
We pass through a set of big bronze doors and into the arena. The place was packed to the rafters with the screaming mobs of Chalktown. Money began to change hands as soon as they saw us, betting on who would win.
Here.
Are these exactly the same?
Look, lady, a sword is a sword. Take it up with the management.
I don't want Barney here to have an unfair advantage, that's all.
Well, give it a rest.
Both of you give it a rest. The crowd wants to see some guts spilled, so get out there and spill them, kids.
You're a charming man.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me. Now move!
The gate slammed shut, and Abdul and I walked out to the center.
Ladies and gentlemen, dead folks of all ages, welcome to the main event here at the Big Sand Arena. Tonight, two hardened criminals fight to the ugly end. The reward for the winner, life and freedom. The reward for the loser, death. So let's give a warm Chalktown welcome to Barney Schickelgruber and Abdul Robinson.
Hey, you got a bigger sword.
Quit grousing and help me.
Help you what?
Quiet the crowd. Everyone, can I have your attention, please?
What the hell are you up to?
Watch. Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you that Miss Abdul Robinson and myself will not be fighting today. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the mysteries that lie beyond death are known to no person here. But I can safely say that I know exactly what will happen to me if I should lose this fight. Nothing!
What?
I will die, but I will remain here.
Holy cow.
Because I am not dead yet. I am still alive. Therefore, this fight is invalid and illegal.
I forgot about that.
Still want to kill me?
No, but it looks like they do.
Run!
Where?
Over here.
Through that gate and fast.
That ought to hold him.
Only for a minute. Thanks, lady.
Everybody in Chalktown is after your head if you're really not dead, mister.
Well, I'm not. Who are you?
I run this place, the arena. We're safe here for a minute or two. They'll take the long way around. I know a safer place.
That was good thinking out there, Barney.
I'm not sure I want to talk to you. You were chomping at the bit out there.
I was just playing along.
Well, as I always say, sudden turnarounds and surprise endings are what keep the arenas packed. Always have been. That's Jewelhead's law, I suppose. Let's go.
What?
It's just an axiom I find holds true.
No.
Whose law?
Oh, mine. I call it Jewelhead's law because, well, I thought of it, you see.
Your name is Jewelhead?
Yes.
Holy cow!
Jewelhead!
That's my name. Can we go?
You're the one we need to see.
Well, if you're alive like you say you are...
The Corn Man!
The Corn Man?
The Corn Man told us to find you!
Oh, my.
You know him, right? This isn't just some kind of fluke, right?
Well...
I swear, he told us to remember the jewel. That can only be you.
And I think...
Will you two shut up? Let me think. Yes, I know the Corn Man. I know him well. You are friends of his.
Of course we are.
Then you are friends of mine. How is he?
He's in a cookie jar in Tiny Town. He's a prisoner of Colonel Betty.
Oh my, and he sent you to me?
Yes.
I see.
The Corn Man seems to have indirectly guided our path to you, Jewelhead.
Every step of the way.
Do you know why?
No.
Do you want to know why?
I think so.
All right, let's get out of here first.